From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. Pro-Russian separatists have taken control of the city of Debaltseve in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko ordered government troops to leave Debaltseve after rebels reported taking hundreds of government forces captive, leaving remaining troops short of food and water. He said 80% of several thousand Ukrainian troops had left the city. The United Nations Security Council is scheduled to hold an emergency session today on the crisis in Libya. The government in neighboring Egypt directed its attention to the situation this week after Islamic State militants beheaded 21 Egyptian Christians in Libya. The head of the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram is threatening to disrupt the country's elections. In a video posted online Tuesday, Boko Haram chief Abubakar Shekau said Allah will not allow the elections to proceed. And look, has more.
Nigeria has about 5 weeks to go before March 28th nationwide elections, already postponed once for security reasons. Boko Haram had seized control of large parts of the northeast and was threatening the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. National security spokesman Mike Omeri tells VOA that at least 16 towns have now been retaken in the northeast. The news comes as Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau renewed the sect's pledge to disrupt elections. Boko Haram condemns democracy as usurping Allah's authority and wants to create an Islamic state. And look, Dakar.
Meanwhile, reports from southeastern Niger say at least 20 people were killed after an unidentified plane bombed a village near the Nigerian border. This is VOA News. In a newspaper piece today, U.S. President Barack Obama says the world needs to confront recruiters and propagandists for violent extremism because military force cannot stop terrorism. The American leader later spoke at a summit on preventing and combating violent extremism. The summit comes as the United States and its allies are struggling with the rise of the extremist group Islamic State and recent terrorist attacks in Australia, Canada, France, and Denmark. The governments of Myanmar and Kokang rebels are trading accusations concerning an attack on a Red Cross convoy. The government today released a statement accusing Kokang rebels of Tuesday's attack on the convoy, which wounded two people. But the rebels, who call themselves the Myanmar National Democratic Alliance Army, deny the charge. Former Florida governor and expected presidential contender Jeb Bush delivered a strong criticism of President Barack Obama's foreign policy during a speech today in Chicago. Jim Malone takes a look.
Jeb Bush sounded like a candidate as he delivered a foreign policy speech to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs that began with a withering critique of President Barack Obama's handling of foreign policy.
Under this administration, we are inconsistent and indecisive. We have lost the trust and confidence of our friends. We definitely no longer inspire fear in our enemies.
Bush said his core approach to foreign policy included a commitment to a strong domestic economy, strengthening alliances abroad, and rebuilding the U.S. military to counter foreign threats. Jim Malone, Washington.
A new United Nations report says the number of Afghan civilians killed by conflict-related violence rose by 25% last year to the highest level since at least 2009. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan said the fighting killed nearly 3,700 civilians and injured more than 6,000. Swiss prosecutors have raided the office of the British banking company HSBC and have announced a criminal investigation into accusations the bank was laundering money. The raid took place at the offices of HSBC Private Bank Switzerland, according to a statement released by a Geneva prosecutor. Earlier this month, a large network of investigative journalists found that the Swiss arm of the bank helped clients avoid taxes and hide hundreds of millions of dollars in assets. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott is increasing pressure on Indonesia to spare two Australian drug smugglers on death row. Today, Mr. Abbott said Australia will let Indonesia know in absolutely unambiguous terms that, quoting now, "we feel grievously let down if the executions go ahead." I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.